Well, good afternoon and welcome to Live Local Radio on 97.1 FM. And I hear rumor that I might be streaming live and also forever and ever and ever on NorthIdahoRadio.com. I'm your host, David Keyes. I'm so glad you joined us today. We've got quite a show today, too. We have Leilani Williams, DSBA ED, Executive Director of that great organization. A ton of stuff going on, including Lunar New Year. Who knew? We're going to find out more about that later on. And then we have Ken Wood, who is a star in his own right, truly. But he's also in this Cheaper by the Dozen production that will be happening at the Panada opening this weekend. And they showed up at our Rotary Club meeting on Wednesday, and we saw a couple little snippets, and it's awesome. It'll be really, really a cool thing. Imagine trying to have 12 youngsters herded together actually doing something on the stage at the same time. Wow, that's pretty cool stuff. And then last but not least, we'll have Rob Talbot, a Heartwood Center guy, man about town, a fellow Sandpoint Rotarian. I get a bonus point every time I say that, just so you know. and that laugh you heard, who wasn't supposed to laugh, but she couldn't help herself, is Leilani again from the DSBA. And she'll be our first guest after the break for sure. But Tag, we've been talking the last couple of weeks about those Seahawks, and look at them. Who knew?
They're doing great, aren't they?
Isn't that amazing? It really is. And I hope all the people who are kind of, I don't know, the Vikings fans or the Niners fans, mm-hmm. seem like they hate each other the most, get on board and help these guys win that thing. But I think they're four-point favorites. I think
it changed. Did five it? And a half now. 5.5 point, which yeah. I think is low still.
Yeah.
I bet they win by 17 points.
Really?
That's what I think. I mean, watching the Patriots, given their last game was in the snow.
Yeah, I know. That's
they're hard not. To they're not the most efficient on offense like the Seahawks are.
Right.
Seahawks can put up 14 points with just their defense.
Right.
So we'll see how that game pans out.
But right. Yeah.
I got money on the Seahawks for sure. Not yet. But
are you going to wait and put some money on it? Really?
Yes.
I know you're a gambler.
Yeah. I'm not, okay. Well, I'm not that aggressive, but slightly.
I know you're a compulsive gambler.
Yeah,
so
compulsive gambler. I'm an addict. No. It's not that bad.
We're here to help. We really
but,
are.
Yeah. Right. No. For the Super Bowl, I'll put it on the Seahawks for sure.
Yeah, and that's for the points then, right? I mean, that's how. Oh
yeah,
to
it would
it.
Be for the spread. Yeah, 5.5, which I think is generous.
And you think that'll hold?
I think so. Oh, it might go up. It went up 2 days ago from 4.5, like you were saying, to now 5.5. Yeah. So. Might move again. We'll see.
That'll be fun. I have an old Richard Sherman uniform.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'll pull that out of
there. Yeah, wear it for the Super Bowl party.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I don't know. We don't do Super Bowl parties, really. What I've been doing the last couple of years is we go over to my father-in-law's house and watch it with him, mm-hmm. which is a lot of fun because he yells at the referees better than I do, which
perfect.
Is awesome. And it's a fun thing to do that way, too.
Yeah, Super Bowl parties, they sometimes get a little overcrowded, and then it takes away from the game, especially if you want to watch the game. There's a fine line.
But I heard rumor of that Pat Murphy is going to be holding court down at Sweet Lou's.
Ooh.
He's got a table already reserved, so anybody out there in Radio Land who wants to meet a star, that'd be Pat.
There you go. Yeah, go
stop
he'll
on
talk
by
to him. He'll talk to you.
He might even buy the first round.
Hey,
I don't know.
You never know.
He's not here to defend himself, so I bet he would.
Yeah, say he will. Walk up to him and say, you're going to get the first round?
That's right. And I know this is not really sports radio, but it kind of is. Gonzaga, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep moving up the NET and all the different ratings and stuff, too, and doing it without the two leading
with the
players.
Two bigs, yeah. And they're still doing great. They haven't lost yet.
They are. But St. Mary's will be a different story for them.
And I think, and when is that? Saturday?
It is.
Saturday, yep.
And I think EK will be back, the big center.
Okay,
should
good.
Be back by then. But that's a different beast. I mean, they're a good team. These two teams have played against each other more than any two teams in basketball history.
Really?
The rivalry goes back further, more games. Because you think about it, they see each other twice during the year.
Yep.
Then, of course, they'll see each other usually in the championship at the WCC. And then, you know, it's just, so every year you're guaranteed three.
At least three, probably every single year.
Every single year, three.
Yeah. Right.
So,
okay, yeah.
So do the math going back on that. So
yeah, you know, right.
And that'll change next year when Gonzaga leaves the WCC, too. So I hope they would keep that rivalry
going. Where are they
going? You don't know this?
No. I don't watch Gonzaga basketball.
They're doing the new and improved Pac-12.
They are going to the Pac-12.
They are.
I like that.
And it's quite a group of teams in there, too. It'll be a good change. I kind of think it's like Mark Few's final gift to Gonzaga.
Yeah.
You know, he's grown this program so much since 99
mm-hmm.
that I think, you know, he's probably thinking about the next whatever he's going to do in
his life.
I
assume, yeah.
And what a success story to have the most successful program
yeah.
really year in and year out in the country. the most wins of an active coach,
mm-hmm.
and all that. So I think it'll be. I think this might be kind of.
It'll be and then towards, steady competition throughout the whole season too with the Pac-12. Yeah, it'll be different.
It will. So I wouldn't put money on the game Saturday. I hope they win.
I hope they do too.
But you never
know.
We'll
see. You never know. It's basketball. Stuff happens.
Exactly right. So I think what we'll do, Tag, is we'll take our first break. And then when we come back, we'll have Leilani Williams from the DSBA talking about all sorts of things like a sweet night out and all sorts of fun things going on downtown. And we'll catch up right after the break.
Come on, country music superstar Luke Bryan.
Girl, shake it for me, girl.
Live.
Shake it for me, girl.
Word on the Street Tour, Friday, August 7th, BEC Live at Northern Quest, with special guests, Drew Baldridge, Carly Scott Collins, Shane Prophet, and DJ Rock. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at northernquest.com. Don't miss Luke Bryan, produced by Live Nation.
One of the best things about winter in North Idaho is bird watching. Get a close-up view of our local feathered friends when you provide them with birdseed and suet from the co-op. Choose a brightly colored feeder, fill it with seed, and hang it near sliding doors or windows. Chickadees, nuthatches, sparrows, and house finches, among others, will appear at your bird feeders over time. In the spring, add hummingbird feeders to the lineup for year-round enjoyment. The co-op stocks a wide variety of birdseed, nut and berry foods, nutrient-dense suet and suet feeders, as well as a great selection of beautiful feeder options. They can hang just about anywhere and are easily filled and enjoyed. Make birdwatching your new favorite winter pastime with products from the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
We're getting ready for the Spokane Boat Show, January 29th through February 1st at Spokane Fair and Expo Center. Visit Wheels and Waves in the new Aloha Boats, Rugged Edge Duck Boats, and Putt Pro Trailers. Your next adventure starts here, wheelsandwaves.com.
Get ready for Vibe's best internet offers ever. Right now, plans like our 5-gig internet is just $50 a month with everything included. Unlimited data, all your equipment, and whole home Wi-Fi powered by Eero. Plus, lock in this amazing price for 2 full years. But don't wait. These unbeatable offers won't last forever. Visit vibebroadband.com today to sign up. Offer ends January 31st, 2026. Certain installations, activation, taxes, and fees extra. Visit vibebroadband.com for all restrictions.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Every month at Winter Ridge, we have at least 100 items on sale. The majority are up to 40% off. Check the bright gold tags to see the savings. Produce has some amazing pears in right now. Try our wide range of greens. Red Gems, Frise, Pink Radicchio, Escarole, and Watercress are just a few. Cheese Island is getting more diverse every week. If you're a cheddar fan, try the Wookie Hole Cave Aged Cheddar from Somerset, England. You will not be disappointed. Winter Ridge, local, natural, delicious, on the corner of Lake and Boyer and Sandpoint.
News Talk!
And welcome back to Live Local Radio. I've got Leilani Williams here on a rainy, kind of slushy, kind of Thursday.
What happened to our snow?
Oh, I know. In fact, we'll be talking about this thing called Winter Carnival here,
yes.
Which we may have to change the name to Carnival.
Carnival, yes.
I think that's taken.
February Carnival.
I think so, too. But, you know, downtown's the place to be right now, too. It's the time of year where all your local merchants, our local merchants, are kind of struggling a bit because it's not the ski season people had hoped for. You're not seeing a lot of traffic downtown. A few of my friends downtown are saying, hey, if you ever thought you wanted to come down and have a drink,
please,
Pondery Winery,
come
down and see us. Come down and check us out because it's not crowded. But I'll tell you what, the snow's starting to come down up on the mountain. And so all of a sudden it'll start filling in downtown too. But the Winter Carnival has always been, how many years has that been going on? Leilani Williams, DSBA.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I want to say 50 plus years.
I bet you're right.
50 plus years.
I know it died like 1 year and they said, we're starting over again, but I think you still count it.
Yeah. Minimum 50 years. I know I was talking to the the committee members for the Winter Carnival for this year, we have a plethora of
You were
them.
Showing me the list of committee members, and I don't think I've been involved before over the years. And that is a, I say there's 15 people on that list right there.
Minimum. And that's just, those are just the ones that showed up at our meeting.
Right.
There's a few others that are part of it that showed up at the first two meetings and couldn't make the last one. And I'm just grateful that she reached out and said, hey, I can't do this on my own.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
she's in the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah. Joan. And, you know, so many of the other, well, I shouldn't say so many, the other Chamber of Commerce directors, you know, they've been doing it for so long, they didn't really need our help. And so, you know, they were great at what they did. Love both Mickey and Kate mm-hmm. for all the stuff that they've done over the years.
Right.
But Joan says, you know, she was like, you know, I'm just one. And can you guys come alongside me? And so, I mean, we've got, you know, Dara from the Sam Festival of Sandpoint, Justin Dick, Mac from The Hive, Paul from the Sandpoint, Alicia from WAFED, Sean from Schweitzer, which obviously, you know, that's the big guy from up there. You know, Stacy Mueller from the Cedar Street Bridge, Kylie from Penderay Winery, Robin Rawlings, who is the Panhandle Habitat for Humanity ED. She's incredible.
Right.
Alana from Barrel 33, Karen from Lexar Homes, Ashley from Connie's, Jeremy from Schweitzer, and then me, and then Sherry. I mean, there's just so many of us that
and
have
many
come
more to- helping out too.
So many.
It's back. It's going to be great. You may even have some snow.
We're going to have snow.
Okay.
I'm praying for it.
Are you? Okay, it's right here. Very good.
For it.
And there are a lot of things, a lot of events around that happen before, during, and after this too. In fact, you were telling me about one that's called Sweet Night Out, and that's actually, pick your date, it says February 6th, which is coming right up, isn't it?
Yeah, right around the corner.
February 14th. And it's a truffle party to fall in love with, really. I mean, that sounds like it's kind of cool. And who's putting this on, Leilani?
So that's the Chocolate Factory. It did get purchased by the candy man, who is Peyton, and he's just an incredible young man, knows his stuff, and really sources his chocolate just the best that he, you know, he's a perfectionist when it comes to that. But, you know, I've done a couple of these classes where I've actually gone in and helped him, not necessarily gone in to do it. And it is, the people have a blast. He has a whole setup where you can paint things, you know, paint your chocolates. And that's one of the things he's making, little heart-shaped chocolates that you can paint and then fill the chocolates with truffles. And he has different setups to where you can make your own chocolate bars and you can dip milk chocolate and there's dark chocolate. And it's just it's beautiful. And then he has a setup where you have some sips and snacks. And
oh, my goodness. Wow. And that's the 6th or the 14th, but there's a limited number of spots. It says 12 per event.
So yeah, they're okay. You know, they don't want to go too much over because they have they have three different stations that you get to go do things with, and it's beautiful, it's fun, and this one he actually has a young lady named my brain just went her name it's not on here. Anyways, I should know her name. She does these incredible necklace and bracelet charms. And that's an additional cost, but they're beautiful. And she does it right there with you. Carly, that's her name, Carly.
You know, Carly, okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Carly.
And also, nobody has really cabin fever because we're not all socked in.
Yeah.
But what a great way to start connecting again with your friends and do something.
Yes.
How do people find out how to sign up for this? What's that?
So you just go to the website. It's sandpointchocolateco.com. So it's sandpointchocolateco.com.
All right, and just... check it out too. And it's located right next to the ninth grade center, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, if you're in the parking lot of the little grocery store there, Winter Ridge, you can see it. It's right, there's a ball field and then there's the chocolate factory.
You know what? I could never call Winter Ridge a little grocery store anymore. My goodness, that's the busiest place in town.
Yes, it is.
And you have another event going on here that you're at least telling me about, and it's Azalea's Galentine's Party on February 10th from 4 to 7. Tell me about that. I don't know what that is.
So, you know, she is just such a lovely young lady, Miss Chloe, and she just reaching out and giving people an opportunity to get together with the girls. And she does beautiful charcuteries, and she'll have some sips there as well. And she's got, you know, just a, she's going to do 25% off in her store, and she's got all kinds of beautiful things. And she also is going to have, I believe she said, a massage chair. When she said that, I was like, I'm in. I'll be there.
Your love language right there.
That's my love language, touch.
Very good. But the big kahuna, the big event really is Winter Carnival.
Absolutely.
And it was funny. Again, different people have had different times, and I was very active for many years with it, and it was fun. It really was. It seemed like the Winter Carnival part of it, the parade part, was always kind of hit or miss. But it sounds like, I'm talking to a few of the pushes behind that, and they're saying it's going to be awesome. They've got some really people signed up with great lights on their vehicles and all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. You know, we have a trailer and a generator that we're donating to Carousel.
Okay.
They're going to go out and decorate that. And, you know, Sugar Tooth is going to be in it. I mean, they've already got, I want to say, 20 people signed up. And that's usually at the very last, you know, at the end. You know, we're like scrambling. Who can we get out there?
Yeah, it's a Bonner County special. You always wait until the last minute. If you're organizing something, you think nobody's going to show up, and then they all call you that day.
Or the day before.
Maybe the day before.
Yeah, and the way that they've got the it's set up this year, it's going to be something that we can perpetuate next year and from moving forward. So we're not going to have to recreate. It's the Fire and Ice Carnival. How much fun is that? You know, we do an after party after the parade at Ponderay Winery, and it's just, it's so much fun and so beautiful.
Yeah, Leilani, I think this has been an event that's really needed a little bit of TLC to it, because it is a tradition here now,
yeah.
But it's kind of hit and miss. And I think the fact that, you know, again, you've got a really strong committee pushing along. You've got some people who are new to it.
Yeah.
And some old timers who have said, hey, we've tried this before. Hey, maybe try something else.
Yeah.
But it was funny. So I was in the parade a couple times, and we'd always stop at the Turvan afterwards. Right? I mean, why would you not, right?
Right.
And so I did it one year.
Is it the Turvan or the Turvan?
Turvan, yeah.
So one side is one.
That's right, exactly right. So I stopped by there after the one parade. And then 4 years later, I was in the parade again. I had skipped a couple of years when I was out of town. And I came back in, and I swear, the same people were sitting at the bar stools.
It was like the same, cheers.
Deja vu, yeah. It was the funniest thing. And I said, this is a Sandpoint thing for sure, because I knew all of them.
Yeah.
And they hadn't even changed positions. They were in the same spot 4 years later. But
that's great.
But and they used to have the snow sculptures. This is probably before your time.
I heard about this. Actually, your daughter, Olivia, was telling me about the snow sculptures last year. Mm-hmm. And she was like, man, I wish we could get those back. And I was like, yeah, that would be lovely, but we need snow. We need to talk to Texas and Tennessee and say, could you please give us back our
snow? On loan, we just borrowed the snow for a while.
Yeah, sure. It's like, just give us back our snow.
So the two last years they tried this, we actually brought snow down from Schweitzer. They loaded it up and dumped it in front of it. But again, if it's raining like it is now, no matter what you do to it, it's not going to hold up very well.
Yeah, sure. Unfortunately. That's a bummer.
So what else is on the schedule for the Winter Carnival, Leilani, that people would want to know about? And how can they find out more information?
Well, that's great because we actually have a website specifically for all the events and things that are going on from the 13th to the 22nd. And it is sandpointwintercarnival.com.
Okay.
Easy. Sandpointwintercarnival.com. And it'll list everything, all the different businesses. I mean, if you go from Friday, February 13th to Sunday, February 22nd, there is a plethora. Everybody's got something going on. There's stuff up at Schweitzer, obviously, but you know what? Schweitzer's been kind and said, you know, we want to bring people down to town and enjoy it. And so 219 has a float. They have a bunch of events going on. 219 is doing 219.
February 19th.
Yeah, February 19th.
Perfect. Yeah,
February 19th, they're doing some fun stuff. And we have...
And this is all listed on the website.
Yep, all of it's listed on the website. You've got Barrel 33 doing stuff. You've got... I mean, pretty much everybody in our entire group downtown is doing something.
And if somebody gets a wild hair and says, I want to be in the parade, is that the same... Link
yes,
that way?
I believe she can. They can go on the sandpointwintercarnival.com and register. The other thing that I thought was, I mean, I'm not a queen and king. I'm not a pageant kind of girl, but I love this idea. We took on doing an ice king and a fire prince queen.
Oh.
So now this year you can go in and nominate them. You just go on the website.
Who's hot or who's not on the
who's
fire
hot
part
or who's
of it.
Not.
And who's ice cold.
Right.
Who's frigid.
And they're gonna get some prizes. They're gonna get like walk in the parade and get, you know.
So could Tag do that, for example?
Absolutely. Okay. I'll tell Tag's mama. I'll be like, okay. Hey, you need to go ahead and
get on social media.
He's gotta get his girl though.
Yeah, that's true.
You got a girl? Not yet.
To be determined.
Okay.
To be determined.
Okay, girls, if you don't know Tag, he is a good-looking young man.
Oh, my gosh. He
good-looking looking
He's
young
too good-looking for radio. He really is.
He really
it's
is.
Wasted
he needs
on radio.
To be on TV. I agree.
Well, Leilani, thank you so much for today. It was awesome. Again, if people want to find out more information, we've got the website out there. We've got the energy out there, and people really want to bring Winter Carnival back bigger and better than ever before. Sounds like you've got the committee going. Sounds like you've got the cooperation going on.
Incredible.
And just show up and have fun, right?
Yeah. We've got some flags going up that'll tell you when, and some...
fire and ice, they'll say.
Fire and ice.
You can't miss that for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time today. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have Ken Wood talking about Cheaper by the Dozen, a local production that's going to kick off this weekend at the Panada. So we'll be right back.
If it's been a while since you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, you need to get in there. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays, located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
Protect the interior of your vehicle from snow and water this season with WeatherTech Custom Fit Floor Mats from Squeaky's Truck and Auto in Kootenai. WeatherTech floor mats are laser measured to perfectly fit your vehicle for the best possible protection. If they don't have the set you're looking for, the helpful staff at Squeaky's Truck and Auto can help order their perfect set. For more information, stop into Squeaky's Truck and Auto on Highway 200 in Kootenai.
One of the best things about winter in North Idaho is bird watching. Get a close-up view of our local feathered friends when you provide them with bird seed and suet from the co-op. Choose a brightly colored feeder, fill it with seed, and hang it near sliding doors or windows. Chickadees, nuthatches, sparrows, and house finches, among others, will appear at your bird feeders over time. In the spring, add hummingbird feeders to the lineup for year-round enjoyment. The co-op stocks a wide variety of bird seed, nut and berry foods, nutrient-dense suet and suet feeders, as well as a great selection of beautiful feeder options. They can hang just about anywhere and are easily filled and enjoyed. Make birdwatching your new favorite winter pastime with products from the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
News Talk 97.1. We're here for a good time. Not a long time.
And welcome back to Live Local Radio 97.1 FM. I'm your host, David Keyes, and I'm very lucky. I've got an actual star across the table for me today. Cheaper by the Dozen is opening this week. at the Panada, and Ken Wood and about, I don't even know, 15 cast members, yeah, invaded the Rotary Club meeting on Wednesday at noon and did such a great job, Ken. So we talked, and I thought, you know what, we should share part of this with the audience. So if you don't mind going through the first couple acts with it, no, not really. Why don't you tell us, though, a little bit about Cheaper by the Dozen and how this all came about, and tell us about this production company and where, how did you get to where you are now, and here you are ready to kick it off. Welcome, yeah, Ken.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, David. Thanks for having us in here today. Cheaper by the Dozen is actually from the 1920s book. And so a lot of people mistake it for the Steve Martin movie, but it's not that. It's the story of Frank Gilbreth, a real-life family, and his 12 children. And it's a really just a fun family comedy play about the struggles that families go through, the chaos of having 12 children.
12 kids, yeah.
Yeah. And we've been in rehearsals for this since September. And the production company is Honey Pearl Productions. Director is Connie Keene. Connie has done an amazing job with
the vision. Oh, she was wonderful yesterday, too. I mean, just in front of us. And she says she likes the stage part of it, but she also enjoys behind the scenes. And again, I can't imagine, a lot of youngsters, for one thing.
Absolutely.
And they're all just, what I could tell, top-notch kids.
100%. Yeah, the kids in this make the show.
Yeah.
Kids from 7 years old to 17. Amazing kids as part of this production, and I couldn't work with a better set of actors, to be honest with you.
And some of them are homeschooled kids, you were telling me, so they're a little more flexible for timing, probably, for rehearsals and all that.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of them have had theater background prior to Cheaper by the Dozen. This production company did Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe, and so a lot of the kids were involved in that production.
Were you in that as well?
I was not in that
one.
Okay. So.
And so then you heard about the casting call for this, or somebody probably called you, knowing.
Connie actually called me directly. I've been in a lot of theater in this town.
Right.
And she had saw me in The Christmas Carol.
Oh, I thought it might be the Rotary Mystery Murder thing we had.
No, but that one hasn't hit the mainstream there, dude. But she saw me in that, reached out to me directly, and encouraged me to try out for the part of the main role, Frank Gilbreth, of the father.
Yeah, and it is funny because people do think of Cheaper by the Dozen as the movie, of course. I mean, that's why, right? And that's all most people know about it. But the few scenes that you shared with us, what I saw was just a funny kind of guy who really wants to make things organized. You know, there's a place for everything in a place, and trying to keep 11 kids actually in a row, going through life struggles and trials and tribulations, first date, first boyfriend type things and all that. I think people can relate to that, for one.
Absolutely.
And so when they come to this, which people are going to show up at the Panada, how do they get tickets, first of all, before I don't ask?
So thepanada.org has tickets available on it. I would tell you the shows are filling up very rapidly right now, and it is assigned seating, which is kind of rare for productions in Sandpoint. And so I would really encourage people to get on and start buying tickets as soon as possible. If they're
so front and center is starting to fill up, I'm going to guess.
Front and center is already filled up for most shows.
Right. And so, there's not a bad seat in the house, but
really
but
not
why
in the
wait?
Panada. But why wait? That's absolutely right. Yes, so panada.org, shows start Friday. We have a show Friday at 7. We have shows on Saturday at 1 and 7, and then again on Sunday at 3, and then next weekend as well.
The same times for the next weekends, Friday night, two Saturday, and Sunday?
Actually, just two shows on the following week. So 7 on Friday and 1 o'clock on Saturday.
And if they want to know more about it, panada.org has
Panada.org has information about pricing. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, how about that, Ken? That's really a cool thing. You've always had kind of this bug for theater. I mean, I've known you long enough to know that. But it's fun to have a local company that really helps promote, especially for the youngsters, those kids, you can see star quality in them, can't you?
100%.
Yeah. So now it's just another excuse for them to do something great. And who knows what kind of door that opens up.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, these kids really stand out. This show is really done well because of the kids.
Yeah. And you'd say it's family entertainment?
It's family entertainment. Mm-hmm. And what I love about this show is that it's something that all family members can come to. Mm-hmm. There's nothing crude. There's no language that's blocking kids from coming. It's just good family fun.
Right. And the youngest actor is how old?
Seven.
7 years old. And
held up.
My goodness.
Fun. And incredible. He was having the whole Rotary laughing yesterday.
Yeah, no, it was fun. And great costuming. Of course, they weren't in full-blown costumes, but most of them were. But, of course, you had to use your imagination to look at the staging. But I'm going to guess the staging is going to be... Right
the staging... is absolutely incredible and is very visually appealing. A lot of time was put into the decoration of the scene and making it look like it's from the 1920s.
Right. So what's next for you? I mean, it's hard to think that because here you are. I mean, are we talking stage and screen? Or are you going to the big screen? What are you going to do?
No, I love acting and I love being part of local theater. And I like to keep it just right there. I have a full-time job as it is.
What? Do you really?
Yeah. And so this is a passion. This is, people get the acting bug. And I've been in probably 40 different plays.
Going back to high school?
Or? Going back to elementary school.
Really?
Actually, yes.
What was your first thing?
My very first play was actually kind of a homemade play that they did in our elementary school, and so I didn't really have a name, but I would tell you Arsenic and Old Lace I've been a part of, uh-huh. Damn Yankees, Christmas Carol. One of my favorite shows was Misery, where I did
you and Kate
with Kate McAllister.
Right, I remember the scream.
Yeah. Blood curling. I get people talking about that all the time.
Yeah.
So I've been. This is probably my. I was trying to count them up the other. This is probably my 40th play that I've been a part of.
Wow, how about that? And fun. Obviously, you're bouncing off the walls talking about it, and it was so fun hearing you describe it yesterday at Rotary as well. Too. Why wouldn't a person go? I mean, it's family entertainment. Local talent, the future actors and actresses in our community, and who knows where else, right?
A beautiful venue in the Panada.
Yeah. And if you haven't been to the Panada for a while, it's so cool. I mean, it's like the heartbeat of our community, for
Absolutely.
Sure. Many communities would kill to have a facility like that. I mean, and people know the story about how it went away for a little bit, about got sold and destroyed. So the Panada moms came on board and put some money together and resurrected it, and it's still an ongoing project for sure, but you wouldn't know that by just attending. I mean, you just get this great old gothic feel to it, and what a fun place to be on stage there, I'll bet.
Well, and like you said too, not a bad seat in that whole place.
No. Not, so. What's it like being on that stage? Is it a good venue as far as...
it is. It's a wonderful venue. I'll be honest, it's smaller in the back. Not much you can do about that, especially with the cast size that we have.
So behind the
scenes, okay. it's tight.
So do you slide in a lot of different things for your background and
we
all?
We do. Okay. We do. And there's a lot of moving pieces and parts, and our cast or our crew does an incredible job.
Of
managing all of that.
And if you had to figure out a number, what's a good round number of how many people are involved with Cheaper by the Dozen?
Oh, geez. I would tell you there's probably 40 to 50 people involved in this production.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? That's really cool. And really for a relatively small town that we are, I mean, to find those people dedicated to doing that, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely.
It really is. So, again, panada.org for the ticket information. Not a bad seat in the house, but why not just lock it down so you have your date lined up to go see it for sure. Ken, tell us one little bit of inside baseball that we wouldn't know just sitting in the audience. What is something that either is going to surprise us or something some behind the scenes that is bubbled up?
Yeah. So a couple of things, actually. There are a lot of – you've got to really pay attention to them, but there are a lot of little Easter eggs as part of this production, little things that you've got to pay attention to. My character is very, very good in time management and making sure that, check how many clocks are out. Look at how many times he looks at his watch.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Little things like that. The other thing is one of the sons, is Fred, he imitates his father. Me.
Like in mannerisms?
In mannerisms, okay. In okay. How he dresses. There are a lot of little hidden Easter eggs in this.
And you added, you guys added a lot to the basic script that you received, too.
Did.
I mean, some more songs, I think it sounded like, and some more action.
We added a prequel to it, which helps explain the story, and it's really artistically well done. We also added some fun songs and dance choreographed movements to it that the original play didn't have.
The little ones we saw was awesome that way. Ken, thank you so much for stopping by today. That's... Good luck with this production, too. I mean, it's so fun to see somebody who's passionate about something like you are and bringing along those talent for our community. So, again, Panada.org. Pick up those tickets before they go away. You have 2 weekends, but why not go now? Check it out and maybe talk some more people into going next week, too.
Absolutely. And actually, David, I don't know. We have 2 tickets to give away as
Do
part
you?
Of this.
Oh.
I don't know if we have a call-in number or anything like that.
We can figure out something, so we'll do that. We're live right now, so it's hard to do.
Gotcha.
But if you leave those 2 tickets, I'll find a way to make sure we put it on a radio promotion. How's that?
Or you Works might, perfect.
You know, you never know. You never know. Again, thank you, Ken. Appreciate all you do for Rotary. Thank you for community, all the good stuff that you do. And it's fun to find somebody who has passion for something like this.
So. And thanks for having us available, Dave.
You bet. Cheaper by the dozen. Make sure you get a chance to go out and check it out. Live local theater. You can't beat that. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, speaking about live local guy, Rob Talbot and the Heartwood Center, he's got all sorts of stuff going on out there too, so we'll be back right after this.
Make your month brighter with a getaway to the Kootenai Casino for big wins, great food, and a little self-care. Stay in February starting as low as $59 per night midweek, and we'll include 2 breakfast vouchers. Bring your appetite to the Springs Restaurant. Our February dining specials available Sunday through Thursday include all breakfast omelets for only $9. And for lunch and dinner, enjoy our 2 for $26 special, including local favorites and all burgers and sandwiches. Join us for the ultimate relaxation at the Spa at Kootenai, where we're offering 2 50-minute signature massages for just $139. Or get that youthful glow with the $99 anti-stress facial and spa pedicure. Play all month long for your chance at big wins, including legendary jackpots and weekend mystery super spins. And wrap up the month with royal rewards. $15,000 in cash and bonus play is up for grabs on February 28th. Come stay and play at the Kootenai Casino. Call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY for details or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Now is the best time to have a stove corral. Replace that old poor performing wood stove with a new high efficiency Blaze King. Experience a much longer burn time while consuming 30% less wood. Blaze King manufactures the 3 most efficient wood stoves in the world. Sound too good to be true? Come by the Stove Corral to learn more about the Blaze King difference and the 30% tax credit. Located in Ponderay. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come by the Stove Corral.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet serving the greater Sandpoint area. In 2025, Taylor & Sons set dealership sales records for new Chevrolet vehicles. To keep the momentum going and offer our customers tremendous value, Taylor & Sons and Chevrolet have just announced a 2026 kickoff sale on every new 2026 Chevrolet vehicle in stock. Unlike other dealers offering closeout offers on the remaining 2025 models, Taylor & Sons is already in the business of offering clearance prices on 2026s. Right now, Taylor & Sons is offering current Chevy owners who trade up to a new 2026 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 up to $10,000 off MSRP. 2026 Silverado heavy-duty trucks are priced at up to $6,500 off MSRP. Better yet, Taylor & Sons is back in the business of having the most popular models in stock and ready for delivery today. You can view our entire inventory of sale-priced 2026 Chevrolet vehicles online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
When it comes to a gun suicide attempt, all it takes is a moment.
Heather and I had an argument just like any other couple. I was lost. I had snapped. I had a gun, and I was going to take my own life. Heather helped me realize that there was still a life to live for the better of myself, my family. My weapon is now safely put away.
A moment of crisis can happen to anyone. Store your guns, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo. Hear more safe stories at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
News Talk 97.1.
Well, welcome back for our last section of Live Local Radio. Again, I'm your host, David Keyes. I've got Rob Talbot here with me today, the mastermind of Maddox Productions and all sorts of cool things going on around town. We've been trying to catch up for, I don't know, 2 months probably or so, right?
Something like that.
In fact, one time...
You're a hard man to keep track of. You're just all over the place.
I don't even know where I am most of the time. But
well, it's been there, done that.
But it's a pleasure to get to... It's a good excuse for me to talk to people. It truly is. And people I really enjoy, and I really enjoy you. And I remember one time, my vehicle had gone away with my daughter or my wife, and I was stuck here. And I said, hey, Rob, can you give me a ride? And he did. It was so nice. So that he's just a great standpoint guy. Doesn't sound like he's from here, but he's from here now. So
It's official now. Nice.
you're a native almost for sure. So let's catch up a little bit. What are you up to? What's going on with Maddox Farm Productions? What are you doing these days?
Yeah, so, you know, things have been pretty busy with Maddox Farm Productions. So Maddox Farm Productions also runs the Heartwood Center, and we also put on the Sandpoint Summer Music Series, which many of the listeners would probably recognize that and know, and maybe have heard about the grant that we applied for back in the fall with Pontiac Arts Council. And we were that was part of the Levitt Series grants, and we did really well. I mean, we didn't quite get the grant, which was unfortunate.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. No, we were 27th out of 108 when it came to the public voting. So that's second. So there was three phases. One, you get to the top 100, and then they picked you out of the top 100, and then that 100 got voted on, and we made it to 27, which I think there were 24, something like that, that got it.
Wow.
So we didn't end up getting anything, but it was really cool to see such a small community, relative to the other ones, put up so much of a fight, so to speak. And right now we're working with sponsors, looking for additional sponsors, and we're really trying to up that game a little bit. We've been doing, 3 and 4 shows a year, depending on the year and the sponsorships. Really want to get to 5 this year. And for those of you that don't know, the Sandpoint Summer Music Series, takes place at Farm and Park downtown on Thursday evenings. Music starts at 6 and goes until right around 8. So, and it's free and family friendly. So,
newcomers would know this is where the farmer's market is.
Correct.
On Wednesdays and Saturdays. So it's the same area, a great bandstand there, great venue. It's intimate, small, and nice.
Sure. It is, yeah. And good spot to kind of spread around. People can bring their own food and non-alcoholic beverages, and kind of, we also have food there, food vendors there, on these shows. And Ike Arts does a bar if you want beer or wine.
But no charge to get to it.
No charge to come in, correct. Right. Okay. Yeah, no charge to come in. They're free to come in because we have such amazing sponsors.
Yeah.
Washington Trust Bank has been with us all 6 years. We're going on our 7th year now.
Thank you, Eric Paul.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Eric and Nate have been instrumental in making that possible. Russ over at Cedar Street Hotels is another perennial sponsor. Nova's at Evergreen Realty, another perennial sponsor. So there's a lot of people that have been on board for the whole time. You know, this will be the 7th year.
And they know the value of bringing people downtown and having a good time and just kind of relaxing. I mean, what a great small town event that is too.
Yeah.
But it's not easy.
It's not easy. It takes a lot. These are nationally touring. Most of these bands are nationally touring bands. So it takes a lot to pull that together. It's not cheap to hire the band. It's not cheap for sound for that many people in an outdoor space. Takes a level of expertise that has an expense to it for sure.
Now, do you help with that, Rob, or do they bring their own tech people, or how does that work?
Usually? We create all of that. So they don't bring their own tech usually. Sometimes they'll have their own tech, but we have to have it all set up and ready to go for them to run the soundboard. And then we have to – if there's anybody else that comes up or anything that happens, any speakers or opening acts or whatever, we have to provide a technician for that too.
So you don't flip a switch. It takes a lot of work to get this thing going.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, we have to bring everything. We bring a trailer in and bring all our sound equipment in and things like that, which is part of, you know, that's Maddox Farm Productions. That's our gear. That's what we do. We also do sound and lights for Fall Fest and Wine Fest and private events.
Right.
We're the sound production company for Pontiac Arts Council, so we have have a lot of irons in the fire.
Absolutely, including the Chafe finish line.
Correct, yeah.
and coming up with the Rotary District Conference coming up, all sorts of stuff. Correct, so you guys have many different hats that you wear.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we're getting ready to, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be putting together our sponsors, pulling our sponsors together and finalizing that, and then putting out a calendar in the next the next couple, next month, so people can start putting those dates down. If you got social media, check us out. Check out Sandpoint Summer Music Series on Facebook and keep up to date with that.
It's on Facebook? Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. Perfect.
And then, yeah, Maddox Farm Productions.
Are you booking acts right now? If you went there right now, would you have an idea who's coming up?
Not yet. You could see who's – I mean, you'll see who was there last year and kind of get an idea of it if you don't know what it is.
Well, tell us about that a little bit. Who was there last year, and what kind of environment would you expect if you went – if you hadn't been before?
Yeah, so we have a variety of bands, you know, everything from funk to country, bluegrass, a little bit of, I think we've had some reggae, we've had rock, we've had pretty much anything you can think of,
sure.
You know, and a lot of it is kind of genre bending, so they'll have some songs that are, you know, kind of go back and forth. Broad appeal, mm-hmm. And again, these are kind of nationally touring.
Are they traveling through, is that how you book them? So they're going from Boise to Spokane or Billings to whatever? And
we take, so Thursday night's a better night price-wise as well. So not only is it a great night to kind of come after work, you know, you get done with work, grab your family and head over or meet your family there. That's kind of that theory, the idea. You've only got one more day of the work week for some people to kind of make it through, and we're done by 8, so everybody can get home and get in bed at a good time. We're not disturbing our neighbors or whatever. So it's kind of set. It's very much set up to be an evening after work with the family, meet up with your friends, and just relax. So,
and was last year the first year?
No, we did this. I think we did it 2 years before COVID.
Okay.
And then we've took a break in 2020, and then every year since.
Many of the acts come back, or are these all new every time?
We've had a couple. Heels to the Hardwood was a group out of Seattle that came back. And Monday Night Blues Crew has done our Locals Night. We had the one in September. We usually do a Locals Night and feature a local band. And so Monday Night Blues Crew did that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of them that come back, but I try to keep it very fresh.
Yeah. Speaking of very fresh, I bet a lot of people listening to us haven't been to the Heartwood Center. What do you want to bet?
Yeah, well, you know, we get a lot of first-time visitors. We have a wide variety of events that go on there. But
tell us about what it is, and tell us about how you've really – it's really changed. I mean, the flavor in there has changed. The feeling's changed. I mean, it's quite a venue anymore, isn't it?
Yeah, it's more of a – almost a performing arts center, event center than it originally started out being. It used to be, you know, it was built in 1907 as a Catholic church, which I was only 4 years after the town moved across the river to this side of the creek.
Uh-huh.
So it was a very early build in town, especially that far out. We're on the 600 block of Oak Street, so we're right across from the Matchwood and Evans Brothers, you know, granary district. But we host everything from, you know, publics or private school parent conferences to, you know, companies come in and doing professional development and luncheons, to concerts. We got a concert with Anna Moss coming up on March 26th. We have a great, film, capabilities, or, you know, great projector and film, a 250-inch screen corner to corner, which is one of the bigger ones in North Idaho. I think it's second to the Panada. So we have a lot of capabilities to everything from live music to plays, ballet. We had the Cocolado Conservatory in there with some public stuff. So we have a wide variety of things that happen. And you can check us out at theheartwoodsandpoint.com.
And you're open for all. Anybody Correct. Wants to talk to you about it, you'll figure out a way to make it happen.
Birthday parties, anniversaries,
you got it.
Weddings. We do a lot of weddings.
Well, so, Rob Talbot, thank you again for coming by.
Thanks for having me, David.
Check on it. Heartwood Center is wonderful. The summer series is great. I mean, what a great hometown thing to do that way. It really is.
Yeah. And all those things, all those projects, summer series, Sandpoint Summer Music Series, Maddox, Mattox, Farm Productions, and the Heartwood Center all have social media pages. So
very good. Check them out. You bet. Again, thanks for your time today. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in, too. Again, if you're hearing us live, you're hearing us live. But we're also rebroadcast on Saturday and or Sunday, depending. And also we stream 24/7 on NorthIdahoRadio.com. Rob, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Forward to talking to all of you again next week. Have a great week.